In 1 Corinthians 16 verse 2, we're given some five principles that give us a picture of what a faithful life looks like when it comes to giving offerings. It says simply this: on the first day of every week, each one of you should put aside something and store it up as he may prosper, so that there will be no collecting when I come. Our church observes five principles of faithfulness that come from this simple passage of Scripture. The first one is that all of us can participate who are earning income or wages in some way. We might be earning income from selling stuff at the markets, or we might be earning a wage somewhere. But each of us that are earning and that are receiving some kind of income from Christ can participate in this plan. The second principle is the concept of priority. There's this sense of when we receive income, we put aside our tithes and offerings immediately. The other principle that comes across is a principle of planning. There's this clarity that things are planned rather than just this ad hoc of opening your wallet or purse on Sabbath and seeing how much you have to contribute. The fourth principle is this concept of percentage, that we give on the basis of our prospering, that we determine in our hearts what to give as offering as a percentage based on what God is doing in our life and our faith and courage. And the other principle that we see is that this becomes a pattern in our life, that we're not driven by promotion or emotion from a particular project or appeal, but rather we give by pattern. These are the principles that reflect a faithful life when it comes to giving offerings. This is Christina Hawkins, Stewardship Teacher, Seventh-day Adventist Church.